When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Going on, faithful. I am here at LAX airport flying back to the mothership, and flight got delayed, so I thought I'd jump on here and just kind of share some of my notes over the weekend, which, man, it's just been absolutely crazy but awesome at the same time. You know, you go through and you add so many new draft picks, that's huge, but at the same time, you know, there's question marks, and I think the players that were selected, whether, you know, with our regular draft picks or with the undrafted free agents, I think it tells just a crazy story. And so what I want to do is kind of decipher a little bit of that, and not so much, you know, player evaluations as much, you know, we're going to go through and we're going to do full all 22 breakdowns of every single player and full episodes on every single player. Like we'll get into that. But what I want to focus on is a little bit more of the forest instead of the trees. Like, what does this story tell us after stepping back and looking at the selections, the trades, all those different things that kind of came about throughout the 49ers draft? And I think, I don't know, did the 49ers get better? Obviously, you add, you know, this many talented people. That's great. You know, you could focus on whether there were reaches or which positions they avoided, which positions they doubled down on, which that tells me probably more than anything. I don't know. And, you know, whenever I look at this, and probably my number one takeaway, if you look at, they drafted two slot receivers. That's their primary role. Now, they can play other spots. Jacob Cowing, for example, I think can play slot or the X, Brandon Ayuk role, which is weird because of his body type, but because he stems so well, and definitely Tank Dell's probably the appropriate comp there. That makes sense. I think he could play those two roles for sure and returner. Look at Ricky Pearsall, you know, the first round draft pick, slot, maybe Z, right? But both of those guys are primary slot and easiest path to playing time. And so, you know, Kyle talked about how he could even play the X, but again, I think that's a little bit more of a stretch. Now, the wide receiver position with what the Niners got, there's definitely some issues there. And I think that the team kind of showed you this is where their concern is long term. That's wide receiver position is a huge priority anytime Kyle Shanahan's going to be a part of a team, because it's one, his favorite position. It's the first position he coached in the NFL. It's a position he played at Duke and Texas. And whenever he gets up there and they ask him to do a player comp for, you know, Ricky Pearsall, and he says, oh, well, he reminds me of me. Yeah, I just think that's hilarious. And so, yeah, right here, bro, Montana, appreciate you, man. He says, you know, happy Saturday. The NFC West got better this weekend. Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, it's funny with the Seahawks, who I hate more than, you know, any team not named the Cowboys. They finally cut my Longhorn that I love in Quandre Diggs, and then they go and draft my favorite player in the entire draft in Byron Murphy. And it's just like, yeah. But that's kind of the way that it goes. Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. And it's been a fun weekend. It really, really has. Shout out to the Champion Sports Bar down in Murrieta. Had an absolute blast with those guys. It was awesome. All the people that came out, man, we had a good time. It was incredible. Still recovering a little bit. And kind of nice that my flight got delayed. So I get a jump on here. And so, you know, let's talk through some of those. What's up, Raphael? Glad that you got your shirts. He won one of the trivia questions a couple weeks ago. Glad that all came through. And I like this, Richmond. He says, you know, still processing the draft choices we made, but what's done is done. Now we move forward. And again, back to this whole thing of, okay, the positions we doubled down for. We talked about the wide receivers. You drafted two guards that played outside for the predominant part, but both are going to be guards. Now, one of them's a guard that could play center, right? That's Dominique Puny, who you traded up for. That's awesome. And he's a damn good player. Played left tackle, played all over the spot, but a guard who could transition to center. And, you know, then you look at Jared Kingston. He's a guard who can play right tackle, maybe. You know, the arm length is sub 34 inches, but almost on par with Colton Kivitz. Personally, I would prefer keeping him at guard. Both those guys, left guard, right guard, right? So you put Kingston at right guard. You put Puny at left guard. You let him stay there. Kick Burford's a tackle if he makes this roster. He's not a guard, never was a guard. He kind of got lucky with what he did his rookie year, but his play has descended. He has not been developed whatsoever. So I think that's huge. So, again, you know, we're talking about these players that – uh-oh, we cut off there. Sorry about that, guys. Yay, airport Wi-Fi. But we're talking about these players that, again, slot wide receiver is not a primary position. It's not one of the highest paid positions. Guard, while it did ascend this free agency, you got guards making $20 million a year now, not a primary. It's the lowest of left tackle, right tackle, center, and then the guard positions. You draft not one, not two. I don't know. That's crazy to me. We haven't drafted a tackle in back-to-back years. You know, Kyle even addressed that question and said, you know, it's hard to get these quality tackles at these positions whenever you're drafting so late. And I understand that. But at the same time, like, you're drafting these guards that might be able to be more than just a guard. If one of them comes out to center, great. If both of them start, that's awesome. You know, it's kind of hard whenever you're looking at these sixth round, you know, Jared Kingston. He picked him 215.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those guys usually don't do too well. Developmental, highly athletic, that's great. But I don't know. You know, you're looking at the roster next year. Aaron Banks, expiring contract. John Feliciano, expiring contract. Ben Bartsch, expiring contract. Now, if you're going to move Puny to center, all right, cool. Or if you're going to move Feliciano to center, then I would love this play. Then I love it. But they're telling us they're not happy with the guard position. They're really, really not. And then the other one they doubled down on is nickel corners. Now, I know Malik Mustafa is a safety who could play corner, but then you draft, you know, your second round pick, which one of my favorite players this draft is Renardo Green. He's a slot who could play outside. So, again, versatility, that's just what Shanahan and Lynch have always been about, this positionless football where you can move around and kind of get your best five. I hope we do that. Again, slot nickel corner is the least valuable corner position. And you drafted two guys that can do it, and you're hoping that they can play these other spots as well. And so it's just weird. Drafting floor players at lower priority positions who have the upside or versatility to perhaps hit at these other ones, and maybe you got to reach because you're picking 31, 64, you know, all these different spots. It makes sense, but it's a very unique draft strategy. I'm not here to critique it or whatever. I'm just saying whenever I look at two slot wide receivers, two guards, two nickel corners, which all were important because your roster is lacking those positions long term, I don't know. You didn't draft a true X or Z. You didn't draft a true outside corner. You didn't draft a true center. You didn't draft a true tackle. But you got the positions that are a little bit less valuable than those. We'll have to see how it pans out, and I really hope and root for the best, but guaranteeing immediate impact at those positions, I think that's one of the things that is key. And you constantly heard John and Kyle say, we think they can compete for starting reps. We think they can compete for us this year. Challenge for playing time, these types of things. So when you get two of those positions, and they've done this so many times, you know, Ambry Thomas, Demo, two in the same draft. You got Trey Sermon, Elijah Mitchell, same draft. You got Braden Willis, Cameron Latu, same draft. And so you keep getting these same positions, Debo and Jalen Hurd, same draft. So you're guaranteeing, look, man, we need three starters. Let's double down on these three positions, and we're almost going to guarantee one of these. If it's a 50% hit rate, we got two guys. It's not 100% when you do the math. It's actually 75%, but those are pretty damn good odds. Now, is that the best use of resources? That's another conversation. But if you can guarantee you're getting a starting guard, a starting slot corner, or a slot wide receiver, and a starting slot corner, that's what you want. You want three guys out of every draft. You're getting three starters. That's kind of the baseline for good draft, bad draft. Now, if you get an all-pro player somewhere in there, that's going to kind of skew those results. But if you got three starters that can contribute on a Super Bowl caliber roster in this draft, that's a successful draft. Were they reaches according to my board? Yeah. Yes. If you watched the live draft, which was a lot of fun, I really, really enjoyed that. But we'll have to kind of see what that looks like, you know, long term. Right here, Steven, he says, John, who is your favorite player the Niners got drafted and undrafted free agents and why? Probably my two favorite players, I think it comes down to Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa. Maybe I'm just a corner DB guy, but I thought it was a huge need. Malik Mustafa is probably my favorite player just because his tape just screamed to me, 49ers fit, 49ers fit, personality, everything that he does, complete team player. That would probably be my favorite player. Now, I've gone through at least two game tapes on every single player that I graded out of 205, right? So Ricky Pearsall, Green, Puni, Mustafa, Guerrero, Cowing. All of those players were ranked by me. I didn't rank Kingston, even though I knew who he was, but I put him on the back end priority list, undrafted type guy, and Tatum I didn't either. I did grade Evan Anderson. He was a guy that was on my fringe. And so was Cody Schrader and Drake Nugent. So, you know, we're dipping into a little bit of undrafted free agent. I really liked Cody Schrader, Schrader out of Mizzou. Did a lot of Mizzou tape, you know, boxing background, all that stuff. And we'll break down his tape and go way more in depth. But those are kind of my ones. But, yeah, I thought Malik Mustafa, that dude is the man. David Waller says, can you order me some food at the airport? I haven't eaten yet, man. Let me get this stream done. Then I got to eat. Then I got to get home, miss my family. Here we go right here. My Zell says, you know, in your opinion, who won the draft? How many guys that we drafted will and can start? Eagles definitely got to be way up on that list. The Bears, good Lord. The Bears were awesome. Those two teams jump out. Who can start for us? Renardo Green, he's got the first immediate path to playing time for sure. Renardo Green, that's the guy that will start first for us. And I expect Hufanga to be back, but if he's not, Malik Mustafa, that's pretty much it. Immediate contenders, I mean, you had a solid roster starting lineup everywhere. You know, can Renardo Green beat out Isaac Yeadom as that third corner? Can he beat out Daryl Luter Jr.? As that third corner, those are kind of the ones that are on the fringe a little bit. So we'll kind of have to see how that looks. But, yeah, I think those are the guys that I like. Right here, Rob Louder, who joined us on our live chat, which was awesome. And he absolutely killed his draft reviews, which were just awesome. Great job, as always. He says, I don't know what hashtag CC is, but I'm going to hashtag CC the hell out of it. That's our countdown crew. We do a lot of giveaways, and whenever people put their hashtag CC, it's countdown crew. We want them to get those in early. It helps with the algorithm and all that fun stuff. But, yeah, appreciate you, Rob, all that you do, brother. This guy, draft was a solid B. I think that's fair. That's fair. You know, I don't have a letter grade yet. I don't know if I'll do one. I've got to spend a little bit more time on the film before I can finish, you know, kind of my assessment, because I dive into all these players in our draft book, which is available on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel. But there's more to go into, you know, whenever you scattershot 205 players that you're going to focus on, it's kind of skimming the surface. You know, we try to go in as depth as we can, and there's people like Dane Brugler that do all this stuff. I got to learn more, and the number one way to do that is watch more tape. As we watch all of this tape and break down the tape, all 22 and all that stuff, that's going to be over on the 49ersrush.com. Frank Gore tiered above. You do that, we're going to have multiple games broken down of every single player we drafted and free agents. And so, like, I understand a lot of people are like, oh, the draft's done, we got a break. No. It's time to go to work, baby. I'm so excited. There's nothing I like more than breaking down new tape. That's just all there is to it. Right here, Jesse says, I don't know if you saw this, but Jim Nagy, he's the one that runs the Senior Bowl, does a great job. Throughout DeSean Jackson comp from Jacob Cowling. You get those smaller, shorter guys that are vertical threats. I can see it. I mean, he's a beast. Jacob Cowling's a beast. I don't put him in that DeSean Jackson territory personally. I think he does a little bit more work horizontally, laterally, than vertically. But again, I'm going to go to the tape, and I trust Jim. He puts a lot of time into these guys. And, you know, one of my favorite things about him is how big of a cheerleader he is for people that go through his organization. Absolutely love that. Oh, what's up, Milo? He says, good day, mate, from Australia. He says, I think it was a solid draft pump for the upcoming season. How could you not be? How could you not be, man? I'm pretty excited. And right here, Josh, my man, he says, Nugent, who's the center from Michigan. Drake Nugent, we got as an undrafted free agent, was coached by Ed McCaffrey in Little League. There you go. Absolutely love that. And those connections are huge. Michigan, obviously, you got lots of them. No issues there at all. Hey, Sin, how we doing? I love it. And right here, Logan, not going to lie, this wasn't my favorite draft, but I'm hopeful. Yep. You got to see how these guys plug and play. You've got to see how they get in there. And there's a lot of them that I love. This is probably my least favorite pick for sure. Isaac Grando could be interesting depending on how Kyle Shanahan will use him. I don't know. I think for him, returner, special teams, that's going to be his thing. Kyle Shanahan's not if he's taking Chris McCaffrey off the field, he's putting in Elijah Mitchell, his favorite. Should be Jordan Mason, but Isaac Guerrero, home run hitter, returner, all those different things. And one of the things I can say for sure, returners are no longer an issue for the 49ers. They were. Ronnie Bell was kind of our best returner, but there's no more kick returner type builds. Yeah, there's a kick return, but it's almost like a punt return. Because you can't have a touchback. It's coming off a tee, which means it's easier to field, and your defenders are closer to you. So it's not so much just speed that you want anymore. Running backs are going to be a more viable option for that returner role. And so now you got Pearsall. Now you got Jacob Cowing. Now you've got Isaac Guerrero. Like, there are guys there that you can return immediately. You can throw in Ronnie Bell, Danny Gray, if one of them make the roster. I've got very low – everybody wants to talk about how Pearsall and Cowing, like, oh, Ayuk and Debo, I don't see it that way. And John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, I don't think see it that way either. Maybe they could eventually get there. No. This is because your wide receiver depth was so subpar with Ronnie Bell and Danny Gray, who got worse and worse as the season went on or seasons went on. I don't know. I'm just out on those guys. Maybe they make the roster. I doubt both do. One of them might. We'll have to see what it looks like. But, yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, man. Oh, what's up? Hey, Don Burr. Appreciate you, man. I thought the Lions had a good draft. I thought they did pretty good overall, to be honest with you. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Now, I will say this, and I haven't mentioned this player, Evan Anderson, defensive lineman out of Florida Atlantic. The Niners were beyond high on him. They guaranteed his full roster. Guaranteed it. Like, I think the minimum for a practice squad player is like $250,000 for the year. The Niners guaranteed more than that. So he's guaranteed to be on the 49ers practice squad minimum, but would not be it's kind of, I don't know the word I'm looking for. he's got a chance to make the 53. I really, really do think he is a guy that we're going to have to see. He's a true run-stuffing defensive tackle. And, again, I talked about how the Niners didn't draft any defensive linemen at all. They've got a lot of bodies in the building, but he's one that could just be a straight-up run-stuffing defensive tackle that you could put in. I really, really do like that they got him. You know, sticking with the other undrafted free agents, you know, tight end Mason Plyne, he's got an immediate path to play time and making the 53. He just got to beat out Cameron Latu, who freaking head coach was kind of making fun of in the press conference. Somebody asked him, like, is Cameron Latu your number two? And he's like, no, he hasn't even practiced for us. Like, you know, maybe he's lighting a, you know, fire under his rear end, but, like, he was making fun of him openly in the press conference. So Braden Willis, you know, Plyne, and now Cameron Latu, I don't know, because tight end two, I mean, you're literally a Kittle injury away from Braden being your tight end one. Like, you're going to be doing four wide receiver sets in no time. Like, that's a legitimate concern. But this was a poor tight end class. It was terrible. And nothing was really there that they liked. And so, yeah, I don't know how that's going to shape out. I really, really don't. But we'll see, man. Now, a couple other things I thought was crazy. The Trey Lance effect. You know, when COVID happened, you literally lost a year of tape. But you still had a draft. And the Niners pushed all their chips in and went and got Trey Lance. Didn't work out at all. But then you look at how Kyle Shanahan has adapted or changed his philosophy. Or the 49ers, however you want to look at this. All fifth and sixth year seniors. That's all they drafted. Is people that played 40-plus career games in college, which is unheard of a couple of years ago when the NCAA gave everybody an additional year of eligibility. You're getting 23 and 24-year-olds. It's just different. It's not like these guys haven't played or you're projecting much. And, you know, whether it's the Trey Lance effect or the Brock Purdy effect, however you want to relate that, they're valuing guys that have played more. And, you know, John Lynch talked about used to when a player transferred, you'd knock them down your board. You can't do that anymore with NIL. And so because of the money and, you know, players are being paid to do all this stuff, which I think is a good thing, you're getting to see them in multiple positions, multiple situations, schemes, and more playing time because they don't have to sit out for a year, which was the dumbest rule in the history of the NCAA. There's so many dumb rules of the NCAA. But, I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this. And you've got to have hope with where these players transition to. Again, two slot corners. One of them's got to hit X or Y. One of them has to long term. Two nickel corners or, you know, a nickel corner and a safety, that's got to hit. Two guards, one of them's got to hit at center or you got to move Feliciano to center or one's got to hit at right tackle. If they all just stay in those, you know, slot nickel, slot wide receiver guard, I think that we're going to look back on this draft and be like, ah, but if you can get one or two of them, then I think that'd be key. Sorry, the airport Wi-Fi is garbage. It's what it is. I paid for the premium one too. Come on, guys. Do your thing, LAX. But I think that's going to do it for me here. I'm going to process this and get this out audio-wise. I'll be landing later tonight. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and start breaking down film. So head to the 49ersrush.com. Go sign up over there. 7-day free trial. Get the draft book. Get all the write-ups. Get the charts. Get all that. And then you're going to get the all 22 breakdowns. Nonstop on every single player in the draft. Learn more about them than you ever wanted to in the past. But really appreciate you guys. I know this is a quick one, but I wanted to be able to get something out today while I'm in transit. So that's what it is. So excited about the future of what's coming for the next month or so. Just breaking down a lot of film and getting a feel for these guys on and off the field. But until next time, appreciate y'all. You are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big.